Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Ama Yoshev Tzion, Chayalim, Chatufim, and of course Avimoroni Mirasi Sheyichyu, and particularly Golan Ben Gavriela, Matan Ben Dvora, Elishuda Ben Ruti, Binyamin Ben Shoshana, Amram Ben Edechaya, Sarah Bas Clara, Karma Mordechai Ben Tal Sarah, Baruch Ben Sivya, Yazar Chaim ben Esther Sima, Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Minya, David ben Ziva, Avram Yosef ben Chano, Btzal ben Bati, Yehuda ben Chaya Esther, Rus Victoria Vastila Ravida, Dina Bracha bas Esther Hadassah, Shalab Bracha vehatzlocha b'chol ma'ase yedeim, l'nishmas Maris Esther, Bas Rav Shmuel, Rus Chanab, Zagon Ratzal, Tachanab, Zagon Ratzal, Tachanab, Zagon Ratzal, Tachanab, Yosef, Rav Shmuel, Pinchas, Rav Yaakov, Tzvi, the sugya hanitzevet lefaneinu, hi sugiyat Ein shliach l'dvar avero, abakant ha-sugye, moirai v'raboisa, yesh kol kach harbei Torah, lomar al ha-sugya hazot, ha-sugya ha-merateket, v'ha-me'aneget hazot, v'anachnu mevakshim, me'et ha-borei itbarach shemo, she'eten lanu chochma bina v'das, kidei la'avin et ha-dvarim, v'la'azbir otam b'tzura brura u'muvenet, kol ha-shomim, ואנחנו נלך בדרכי מורינו ורבינו, מור עינינו מרן הגאון הראש ישיבה, הגאון רב דוד מנזצל, בהסבר סוגיה מרתקת זו. הגמרא, נתחיל ונאמר מהגמרא במסכת קידושין בדף מ"ב עמוד ב', והוד אסנן אשר לך לסבי רבי יד חי ראשי תבקות מפות ומדיר דמחי בדי שמיים שלך ביד פיקח חייב. So we learned in the mission that if you send a fire in the hands of a deaf mute, or a shaita, or a cotton, so you're a potter, but if you send it in the hands of a halachically competent person, the pikeach is going to be chayiv. Frak de gemara ve'amai, name it shluch shladim kemoisoi. Why don't we say shluch shladim kamoisoi, and the like Rashi says, the shaleach should be chayiv and not the shliach. And for the Gemara, no, the aminan shayni osim dein shlich hadvar avera. No, ein shlich hadvar avera. Why? The aminan divrei harav v'divrei talmid the divrei mishoimen. Because we say, if you have the words of the rabbi, who's the rabbi, the rabbana shel olam, and divrei talmid. The words of the student, meaning us. Who do you listen to? So you shouldn't. What are you listening to? This guy who's telling you to do an Aveira. To do Nezek. Ein shliach l'dvar Aveira. Interesting. You see here, Nezek is a dvar Aveira. It's a big discussion. Many, many sources brought. What's the raya? We know that Nezek you have to pay. Who says it's an Aveira? So the chorf from here, you see it's an Avera. Akoponim divrei harav, divrei hatalmid, divrei mishoimin, and memela ein shliach l'dvar Avera. You shouldn't listen to the mishaleach. You should rather listen to the Rabbono Shel Olam. Therefore, the mishaleach is not responsible. Only the shliach is. V'yiduim divrei asma, b'siman kuf pei bet, b'sif katan bet, d'haino mishum d'kasovur ha'yisi, shelo yishma lihu. In other words, the sma's pshat is, kayadua kamufursim, that the reason the Mishalech is Pater, because he can say, I didn't think he'd listen to me. Why should he listen to me? God says otherwise. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Drush V'chidish, above Mitzia Daf Yudah Amud Beis, was Machriach that Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveiro, even if you think he will listen to you. There he discusses a mummer. Even if you think he will listen to you, not because you could say like the Sma, that I thought he wouldn't listen. Even if you know he's not going to listen, even if you know that he will listen, we still say in Shliach Dvar Aveira. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger explains, similarly in the Pnei Yoshua, in the Sugya and Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, Shekevan Shehaya Lo Lishmoa LeDivrei Harav, V'Havei Shlichus BeYisur. Ein bazeh shlichus, ומשום שאינו יכול להיות שליח לזה, כיוון שיוסל צורך לשמוע לדברי הרב. Since he should have listened to the God, to the Master, to Hashem, and the whole shlichus is iserdik, it's not called shlichus. But you can't become a shliach for this person, because the whole thing is off. You have to listen to the big shliach in the sky, the big mishalech in the sky. Listen to the Ribono Shel Olam, not to this person. So that's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns. Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns that the pshat is there's no shlichus, because you can't be a shliach because there's a higher authority. Right at Hebrew National, as the old advertisement used to go, we listen to a higher authority. So that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Memela. Even if you know the guy's going to listen, it doesn't matter. He should have still listened to the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore the shlichus is off. Because Kiveger says the whole shlichus is beiser, v'avei shlichus beiser. But is that really true? Is being a shliach an iser? Who says that being a shliach is an iser? Maybe it's not an iser. Maybe it's the mishalech saver, and it's not an iser for the shliach. And even if it is an iser, Yesh lomar kayadua, ve'ein kan ha'makom la'arich bazeh, that we paskin, milsa de omer rachmana lo saved, iovid mahani. That if God says not to do something, if you do it, it's effective. So you're right. Let's say it's a shlichus is be'eser. Let's say heyoto shliach zeken asu. Aval b'chol zot, you can't say that the shlichus is off, because we paskin that milsa dam rachman aloy save. If God says not to do something, that it's still chal. Even if you do it, it's chal. Even if God says not to do it, the famous sugi in Temura. Avdalit hey. V'achkopanim abay v'adei svir aleihachi. So Vade definitely holds this way of Iyavid Mahani. But according to him, ain't shlichus dvar avera. Why? Iyavid Mahani. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's because the whole thing is be'isr, so it's off. But Iyavid Mahani, even if you do something you're not supposed to do, it still counts. As mazit tam deleka shlichus b'chai gavne. So how can there not be no shlichus here? Because there's an isr. So what? Iyavid Mahani. It's still chal. The shlichus still chal. זו הקושיה הראשונה. וכן צריך ביור. ואם כן, מעלה לגמר לתלות זה בהעמדת דברי התלמיד כנגד דברי הרב ודברי מישוימן. ויקור בעצם מה שיש בזה איסור. שלכן בזה שליחוס. ולמה לי בזה לדברי הרב? רגע, רגע, רגע. אם כל הנקודה היא, כמו שאומר רבקי ואיגר, שיש כאן איסור, והבי שליחוס באיסור, so what are we bringing in the whole Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimin? Tagid, shezeh aser, and therefore it's off. What are we getting all poetic for? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimin. Say it's an iser. Daber la'anyan. Im Rabbi Akiva Eiger tzodek, kakach ha'gmara hayta tzricha lomar. Zo ha'kushiyah ha'shniya. Kushiyah ha'shlishit. Yadua shitat ha'tosvot bekama duchti, ve'en kan ha'makom la'arich. מוריי ורבותיי, יש לנו הרבה מאוד להעריך, אז בכל נקודה אי אפשר להעריך, נכון? ככה זה. שבשוגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה. בשוגג, there is a שליח לדבר עבירה, because there's no דברי התאב ודברי רב דברי התאב דברי שיימן, because he doesn't know about the Yisr. So what do you mean, listen to the Rav? He doesn't know that it's Yisr בכלל. So if he's doing it בשוגג, the עבירה בשוגג, so ממילא, יש ליחוד והרווה, there is ליחוס. אבל לפי דברי רבי עקיבא איגר, הרי סוף סוף הוא דבר איסור. שאי אפשר לעשות שליח לזה. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's an Isser. You can't be a Shliach. So what does it matter that it's Shogeg? The Isser cancels the Shlichus. No, Tosis doesn't hold that way. Tosis says that even though it's Isser, it's still, we say Yesh Shlich Dvar Avir because he's only B'Shogeg. Mazim Mishana is a Isser. So how can you say this word of Dibra Rao, Dibra Tam, Dibra Mishoimin to say in Shlichut Dvar Aveira? We have by Shogeg the Yesh Shlichut Dvar Aveira. If the Yisr cancels, it is canceled in both cases. So we have a number of kashas. We saw the Gemara, we saw the Sma, that it's because he says, I didn't think he'd listen to me, and therefore there's no Shlichut. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, because it's an Yisr. And we have a number of kashas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Even if it is usher to be a shliach, still, shlichus is chal because he avod mahani. And also, why do we say, if the whole word is that it's an usher, why do we say they b'rav diritam adibishom, just say it's usher? And also, why do we say that if it's a shogeg geishlich, it's usher? As eilu shlosht hakushiyot, b'derech klal, b'shiurim eilu anachnu ma'arichim bakushiyot. Aber po, notnim k'tzat hanacha, lo shezeh tof, o lo tof, aber zeh metziyot. Az anachnu na'amod po ba... נגמור פה את מסכת הקושיות, ונתחיל ונאמר. אבל צריך להקדים יסוד גדול בדיני שליחוס. והוא, במה שקוסו הטויסיס במסכת קידושין, בדף נוטס עמוד בייס, דיבר המעשר לא יקידשו. וזה מחלוקס נגמורה, עם קידושין 59b, רבי יוחנן ריש לוקש, can you be מבטל שליחוס מדין אוסי דיבור, ומבטל דיבור. Can you be מבטל שליחוס? Because אוסי דיבור, the דיבור of being מבטל לשליחוס, is מבטל the דיבור of the מיניו השליחוס. אמורים תוספות, ונראה לפורש, וחוז רבו בלא אמירוסו לשליח. The Omra the Shaliach Ein Ritzoini Shitikacheni Pshita the Ein Amakudashis. The Otto Mishum the Omra Loite Havili Shaliach Likacheni Lo Matsya Choseres. She appoints a Shaliach to be Makadish her, and then she wants to retract. What's the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan says she can retract her appointment, Rish Lakish says she can't retract her appointment. Rabbi Yochanan says she can retract her appointment. Asi dibur vat dibur shlokus says she can't. Lost dibur vat dibur. Zaktois is near the farish. V'chaz rabba b'lo amirasa l'shaliach. What does it mean? V'chaz rabba. She doesn't say. She doesn't breathe a word about it to the shliach. The amar l'shaliach ein ritzoni shetikatsheni. If she says to the shliach, I don't want you to be makadish me. It's pshita deina makudashes. Of course she's not makudashes. Datu mishum de amar loy tehavi li shliach l'katsheni lo matzia choseres. Just because she says to him, I want you to be my shliach, to be makadish me, she can't change her mind. So in other words, Tosfos says davar poshut, that if she tells the shliach, she can be mevatel. The only machlokes is if she doesn't tell the shliach. Tach b'Tosfos. וכיוון דפשיטה, שאין הכוונה למה שאינה מקודשת, שום משום שאין רצוינה בקידושין, ולא חי לקידושין שלא לרצוינה, אם כן, מה זה עניין לאמירה לשליח דווקא? ובכל אופן, אין לה להיות מקודשת, כשדלגילת דייתו, שאין רצו. אם כן, הרי צורך בירתה בזה. יש פה דבר מאוד לא מובן. It's פשוט. That it's not about her not wanting the Kiddushin. And the Kiddushin can't be chal against her will. Because if that's what it was about, then what does it matter if she told the Shliach or not? As we have according to Reish Lakish says, Lo asi dibul u mevatel dibul. She can't retract her appointment. But Taisa says if she tells the shliach directly, then she can. That's pashit. Lama? Lama? Mali amradze la shliach shayde zeinu mekudeshet. If lo asi dibur mevatel di, if it's not about whether or not she wants it, it's not about whether or not she wants it, because if it was about whether or not she wanted it, so then Reish Lakish would hold that if she's mevatel shaloi b'fnei hashliach, then it would be off. The shliach would be off. He says it's on lo asi dibur mevatel di. So if lo asi dibur mevatel dibur, then how come if she goes up to the shliach, she could be mevatel him? Lo asi dibur mevatel dibur. As mali amradze la shliach shayde zeinu mekudeshes. והחסם סויפר מדבר על זה באבן עזר חלק בי סימן נון. אז אנחנו צריכים להבין את דברי התוספות. What does it matter that she goes up to the shliach and says, I'm not interested. לא עשי דיבור ועטל דיבור, לא עשי דיבור ועטל דיבור. She was ממנה, that's it. And if it's about her not wanting the kiddushin, then it should be even שלא בפונה, but you see where she's going to חלק, according to תוספות. אז איך נבין את דברי התוספות? אז נראה בביור דברי התוספות, אומר מורנו ורבנו מרן ראש הישיבה זצם, לשמור לזכות אהבת נפש. שהרי פשיטה ששליח דמהני מייסב עבור משלח, שאין זה אלא בשאויסי את הדובר עבור המשלח, ולא באויסי את הדובר לעצמו. It's פשוט that a שליח, whose actions are effective for the משלח, is only when he's doing it on behalf of the Mishalech, and now when he's doing it on behalf of himself. He's doing it for his own behalf, it's nothing to do with Shlichus. Right, like we have Shammai holds, right, there's Shlichus for Tzei Horgas HaNefesh. But if the shliach kills him because of his own ratzon and not because of the ratzon of the mishaleach, the mishaleach is not going to be chayiv. It's possible you have to be acting on behalf of the mishaleach. And parenthetically, we have to understand that it's very difficult to understand what it says in the Torah is gittin at the beginning of Perakol Aget 23a that a shliach lichtoiv get, and he writes it in order to teach the talmidim. There's only chisaron of shalol lishma, but there's no lack of shlichus here. Ma pitom? He's doing it. He's not doing it for the mishalech. Of course, there's a chisaron of it. Lack of shlichus of yishlichus. That's a tzarchi and gadol on Moreinu v'Rabenu. The Baal HaTorah is gittin zetzal. So back to what we're talking about. You have to be acting on behalf of the mishalech. V'klapei inyan ze nitchadesh b'ze b'divrei ha'tosfot. שכלפי האפשרות לעשות עבור אחרים שעל ידי זה לא נחשב השליח כעושה מחמס עצמוי תממי לא הווה לי עושה לעצמוי הרי כל שלו שלוחו האחר לעשות כן עבורוי אין זה בכוחו להוכל בגוף המייסה שם של מייסה עבור אחרים כיוון שכל אדם כוחו רק לעשות לעצמוי That's the chiddush of Tosfos that vis-a-vis the possibility of acting on behalf of others through which the shliach will not be considered as acting for himself. If the other person doesn't send him, then he cannot make it a maisa on behalf of the other person. He has to be sent by the other person. Because every individual can only act on their own behalf, not on his own behalf, not on someone else's behalf. And therefore, even if even if he wants to do it for the Mishaleach, and even if he's Kemoiser Shal HaMishaleach, because he's a Shliach, it's still a Maisel HaAtzmo Machmas Atzmo. V'rak al yidei ma'ashim ha'shlichus nishtalechu la'asi azu al yidei ha'mishaleach. It's only through the fact that together with the Shlichus, he's sent to do something, but he's sent to do something for the Mishaleach. Not just to do this act, but to do this act, to act on behalf of the Mishaleach. So he's not just sending you to do a maisa, he's sending you to do a maisa for him. Doesn't help to be kamosa unless you were sent for this asiya to do it on behalf of the mishalech. It's not enough that he sent you to do this maisa, he sent you to do this maisa on his behalf. If he didn't, then it's not going to have the a shame of doing it for him. The act is going to be called that you're doing it for yourself. יסוד זה נראה מבואר ממה שכותב רבינו חיים הלוי. בפרק ה' מהלכות מלווה ולויבה, הלוכו גימו. לעניין מדין עבד קנייני באקום. Let me know that something called מדין עבד קנייני. What does it mean מדין עבד קנייני? How does an עבד קנייני work? Gemara says, הילך מונה וסקאצ'י לפלוני מקודש דין עבד קנייני. A man gives 100 dinars to a woman, and he says to her, 100 dinars for you, a mana, and with this money he can become betrothed to so-and-so, so she's betrothed, because of Eved Kenaini. With regard to Eved Kenaini, so regard to an Eved Kenaini, it's not, he acquires himself when somebody gives the master money, even though he loses nothing of his own. So this man too, this third party, even though he loses nothing of his own, when somebody else pays for him, he's kinder. So what about the din avid kenani ba'akum? As Omer Reb Chaim Halevi, the kevin di yisoy din avid kenani, haloi ne'amar betzim nesinas hamoiz, nesinas shel ze, nechshev esavur chaveiroi. So what's pshat in din avid kenani? That you're giving money for your friend on behalf of your friend. Im ken gabein nochri di'imet midin shlichus v'zechia, nochri, who's memuat midin shlichus, and zechia on behalf of his friend, v'meil deles agam din avid kenani. So it's not going to be a din eved kenaini by a goy because he's memuot midin shlichus. And he did din eved kenaini and din shlichus zechiyah gemure. You're right, it's not a regular classical din of shlichus and zechiyah. Fugzeiras hakosu v'din b'fnei atzmo. It's a scriptural decree, and it's an independent din. The kol makom nira the kevin the ikar dinoi. Shtei nesinas chaveiroi chashuv nesin avuroi nitenes avuroi. Who mechalois din shlichus v'zechiyah? It would appear that since the ikar din is that the nesina of the friend should be nesina for him. So it is in the family of shlichus and zechiyah. It's mechalois dinei shlichus and zechiyah. And if a chol shulav bar shlichus v'zechiyah, if you're not in that category of shlichus and zechiyah, so you're also not in the category of din eved kenaini. And gabei noch, idimet medin shlichus and zechiyah mikot atem. You have a mir of a noch, where atem is memai goyim. So therefore you also don't have a din by goy of medin eved kenaini. So this din of midin eved kenaini, of making acquisition midin eved kenaini, doesn't apply to a goy. V'hainu, ze Reb Chaim. As Reb Chaim yifaresh, shlichus bal kocho bo nami metzius shel asiya avur ha-mishalech. V'im lo yiken, lo havi mahani midi ha-shlichus. Shlichus requires that you're acting on the other person's behalf. Otherwise, the shlichus wouldn't help. We have an additional chiddush over here. And what's the additional chiddush? The additional chiddush is shekol ha-metzius hezu shel asiya avur chaveiro shetichachin kana rak ha-idei shenishlachu lekach mechaveiro. Gam ze rak parsha shlichus hu tochadis lanatoir la-metzius kezu. That this whole metzius of acting on behalf of your friend, that can only be if you were sent by your friend, that's only in the parasha of Shlichus that the Torah was mechadish. And there were two things that were said in this parasha. Number one, the din of Shulch Shalad Mekomoso, that the mice of the Shliach helps for the Mishaleach, is effective for the Mishaleach. And number two, that the Chayil b'mais Hashem Shalavur Chaveirai Deze Shinishlachu, Shinishdalechu Lekach. And it's cool that it's being done on behalf of your friend. So you're acting on behalf of your friend So there are two things that are happening here. A, there's shluch shlanu kamoso, that it's going to be effective, the ma'aseh shliach for the mishaleach. And also it's going to be called avur chaveru. It's going to be called being done in his, you're not only acting because he told you to act, but you're actually acting on his behalf. And memeila an akum, that is mufka from the parish of shlichus. Akum is a goy is excluded, precluded from the parish of shlichus. So he's also excluded from acting on behalf of his friend. Chaim writes that Iker Dino Shtenesinas Chaveru Chashuv Nitenes Avura. That this din of Eved Kenayni is that his action is being done on your behalf. You're not just acting at his behest, but it's being done on your behalf. And since Nachri is Mufka from the parish of Shlichus, so he's Mufka not only from Din Shluch Shalad Mekamoso, but he's also Mufka from the fact that it has a Shem Shel Avur Chaveiro. So therefore, even though this isn't a classical shlichus of, we don't say be'evet kenaini, shluch shalad mkamoso, but we do say that in this maisa there's a shem shel avur chaveira. That this maisa, that's what happens be'evet kenaini. That this maisa is being done on behalf of my friend. The guy is freeing the evet kenaini or marrying a woman. So there's a chalois of avur chaveira. And here there's no chalos of avur chaveru because nachri is mufka mishlichus. So again, we see the two aspects. We see on one hand, there's of course the shlichus shladim kamoso, but it also has to be that it has to be a chalos avur mishaleach. Because even if he's kamoso, it could still be a maisa for himself. You're telling me to do something, I'm doing something, but it's only going to work for me. You need the additional chiddush that not only you're telling me to do the ma'isa and I'm doing the ma'isa, but it's also going to be effective for you. So that's the yesod advar, that it has to be every ma'isa that you do for somebody else has to be, it has to have a shame of avor chaveru. And if it doesn't, if it doesn't have a shame of avor chaveru, it doesn't count. And every shlichus has two things, the shluch shalom kamoso, and the fact that it's going to be effective for your friend. You need both. And the guy who's mufka mishlichus, mele is mufka from dinavid kenaini, where we have where it has to be on behalf of your friend, but he's mufka from this parshiv of being able to do something on behalf of his friend, which is one aspect of shlichus.
שרק על ידי זה אבל יעשי עבורו. ודבר זה אינו חלויס שיאב של לבט לבדיבור על יבדר שלוקש, אלא היא מציאס של שילוח לעשיס כך וכך. זה בזה כל שמר לא יהיה עכשיו המשך שלו לעשיס. הרי בוט על השילוח על הלמייסה של העשייה. These are key words. In order that the shlichus should be effective on behalf of the mishaleach, and that it should be a mice on his behalf, that's only because Lemaisa the Mishaleach sent him to do this on his behalf. So this is not a chalos that you can't be mevatel. According to Reish Lakish, you can't be mevatel the chalos of the shlichus. But what can you be mevatel? You can be mevatel the fact that he's acting on your behalf. That this should work for you, this should be asiyah for you. There's a metzius, that you were sent to do this and this. And if he tells you he doesn't want to do it, so batel hashiluch al halemaisa shel ha'asiyah. So now the lemais is batel. There's no, the asiyah can't be for you. If you say you don't want it to be done for you, then it's not going to be for you. And that's what Tosfos says. What? Just because she says to him to be the shlich, she can't change her mind? So if the shliach acts without being sent, because now the sending was cancelled, so he's acting on his own behalf. And therefore, yes, he's still a shliach, that you can't be mevatel, but now he's a shliach who's acting on his own behalf. It's not going to be effective for the mishaleach. To make this more clear, let's see a shtickle Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan, in the Hashmatas, in the Sefer Koivet Ta'oris, page 127, towards the end of the Sefer, he quotes our Tosfos that if you say to the Shliach, if she's Mevatel the Shliach, so it's off. Well, Chayra, says Rebbe Chanan, the real Rebbe Chanan, not the counterfeit one who's talking. So the pshat is that Reish Lakish holds that the shlichus isn't batal. The shlichus isn't batal. But since the mishalech doesn't want the kiddushin, it can't be chal bal korchoi. So then what's the difference if he said to the shlich or to the others? Person doesn't want the kedushin, it's not chal against his will or against her will. You see, you can do it against the will of the mishalech, because even if the mishalech doesn't want it, it still works if he doesn't tell the mishalech directly or she doesn't tell the mishalech directly. So what's pshat in Tosfos? So we're skipping a little bit in Rebbe Chanan. Let's get to his explanation. What would be the din if you appoint a shliach to be makadish or to make a kinyan? And the shliach did it. But when he did the maise, he had forgotten. He forgot that he was a shliach. He forgot that he was commanded to carry out this shlichus. And he's acting on his own behalf. Why shouldn't it work? He forgot, but he still had the koach hashlichus. And then when he remembers, he's not going to need a new minui. He has the koach of shlichus. Avalev shalom renel. It only works if you're doing it. You could possibly say that the Maisa Shliach only works if you're doing your Shlichus because the Mishalech sent you. If you do it al das yourself, that's not called that you did your Shlichus. That's maybe what Tosfos means. When you tell the shliach to his face, nihidlon is batel hashlichus, the shlichus still works according to Reish Lakish. You can't be mevatel the chalei shlichus. Mikol makom kishayse achakach hamaise, harei lo asim b'nei ratzon mishalcho, el al das v'rotzein atzmai. Now you're doing it with yourself in mind. When he's told directly not to do it, then why is he doing it? Because he wants to do it, not because the mishalech. So you see from Tosfos, where it's shalom b'fanav, then you can be mekadish ba'al korcho shel ha'mishaleach. So then we have a kasha,
According to the Mandarim in the Neshtata Mishaleach, that the Shliach can't be Megarish. He sends a Shliach to be Megarish, and then he becomes a Shaita. Why doesn't it work? He's being Megarish even Baal Korcho. You don't need his Das. And he says, maybe Dinishem Mishaleach Matzi Yavit. Maybe he has to be able to do it. And if he can't do it, the Meister Shliach doesn't help. Even though the Shliach was in his battle. But then we should call it Tzarech. Akoponim, what we see from Rebbe Chanan is... Right, he says maybe, just to make it clear, that because since he can't do it on his own, because he's a shaita, so it doesn't even work for the shlichus. You know, you don't need his das, but he has to at least be a bar das. Akoponim, when you tell the mishalech directly, then afterwards he's acting al das atzmo. So since we said there are two aspects to shlichus, the shlich shadum kamoso, it's very nice. But he also has to be acting Avur Chavero. And if he doesn't know he's acting Avur Chavero, or he knows that he's not acting Avur Chavero, even if he's his Shliach, it doesn't work. And that's what Tosfos says. Da'ati mishim darmer lo lomar chazero, so she told him she can't change her mind. He's not acting on her behalf. So now, he's acting when he hears that the person doesn't want him to be a Shliach. So he's acting on his own behalf. And therefore, it's no good. So this is Rabbeinu's Chiddush, and then afterwards he saw Rebbe Chanan. The Meister Rebbe Chanan came first, but that's not his fault. Akopanim ze yisod ze apshat b'toisvus. And with this, ferent for the kasha of the Ma'al Shah. The Ma'al Shah asks, and what the Gemara there says, the Gemara asks the kasha from Get. What does it say about Get? Says Ezra Yechon Reish Lakish Lech Get Lishto. Son of sons of the divorce, Bill divorced his wife. Vigia Bashaliach, and later the husband encountered the agent. Ojalach of Shaliach from Lagetchen Sadil Chobotl, who Hareze Botl. So Bill divorce gave is nullified. So it's Taka nullified. So you see that Asa Dibur Mavatal Dibur. It's a Kashan Reish Lakish. And the Gemara Taka Fir Dois, Tiyufta to Reish Lakish Tiyufta. That's the Gemara. You see, you can be Mavatal the Shlichus. You can Mavatal the Shliach by Get. That's the Gemara. Frek the Mara Show, what's the Kasha? According to Tosfos, it's not a Kasha at all. You did it in front of the Shliach, of course it's Batal. Of course it's Batal. You're Mavatal the Shlich is in front of the Shlich. It's Batal. That's Tosfos. It's not a Kasha Amri Shlokish. Shlokish a Kareez that if you're Mavatal in front of the Shlich, it's Batal. Aval afit vareinu, lo! Mituretz kushet amal shan. Harei bitu lekel arei Shlokish kam bifnei ha-Shlich. Where Shlokish holds even in front of the Shlich, you can't be Mavatal the Shlich. V'rak maise kidushem ogeru sheneinu kishenemar adabar lehedi ala Shlich. כיוון שנאמר במסניסן שהגט בוטל, the mevur din bitul. What doesn't work? It doesn't work. The maisa gerushin and kedushin doesn't work if you tell the shliach, because then he's not acting on your behalf. What do we see in this Mishnah? We see that the get is bottle. Get shenasati l'cha bottle. How are you mevatel the get? So you see that asi dibur mevatel dibur. You see, there's a din bittel. You can be mevatel the get, you can also be mevatel the shliach shalei b'funav. But it's not a kasha that here was b'funav. Because the whole word of b'funav just means that when it's b'funav, then he's not acting on your behalf anymore. But in this case it was b'funav, but how's the get bittel? So you see, there's a din of bittel by get. And memeil is also a din of bittel by shlichus. It doesn't matter here that it was b'funav, because the point is that the get is bottle. How's the get bottle? Answer is the din of bittel. You can be mevatel the shlichus. Rish Lakish says you can't be mevatel the shlichus. All you can do is be mevatel, then now he's not acting on your behalf. And memela doesn't work. But that's in shlichus. You can't be mevatel once you're mevatel the shlichus, just like you can't be mevatel again. But you see here you can be mevatel again. So it's kasha Rish Lakish. So, and with this we can also answer Hayar of the Maharam, which Amir Hashem, we're going to get to in the next shir, because Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta. But we already saw the Yisrael Adorim to explain Pshat and Tosis, and of course, we have to come back and explain the whole, the first three kashas we asked, and but they were the Rab, they were Tamdim Mishayman, and like I said, Mariv Rabbeisai, Eish Lefaneinu Derech Aruka, Umerateket, Umeaneget, Umeanyenet, Umeshashat, Bezrat Hashem, Anachem Nere Niflaot. As Anna, Rab Rabutai, Isharu Imi, אני בעזרת השם אשר איתכם, אני מקווה להמשיך, אני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה רבה אליכם כמו שהמסירה הייתה רבה אליי, ובעזרת השם בלי נדר נמשיך. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום.